بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث العاشر عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قام فينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بموعظة فقال: يا أيها الناس، إنكم محشورون إلى الله تعالى حفاة حراة غرلا، كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده، فحوادا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين. We're still in this chapter of the great importance of sunnat. And sunnat, Allah Ta'ala bless us with the knowledge of the sunnat, the love of the sunnat, to practice upon sunnat and to propagate sunnat. That is the hallmark of the true believer, that they live by the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the chapter that we are following now is that the great importance of sunnat in our lives. In this hadith, the 10th hadith, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making bayan, was giving a talk to us. In the talk he said, O people, ayyuhan nas, innakum mahshurun ila Allah ta'ala, all of you will be resurrected and brought back to life in front of Allah ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, each and every person will be brought back to life. And in this condition, hufatir, without any shoes or anything, barefooted, uratan, naked, no clothes on their body, ghurlan, and they won't be circumcised also. Just like when a person is born, he's born without any shoes, without any clothes, and he's not circumcised also. Like that, a person will be, everyone will be brought back on the day of Qiyamah. And in the, it is proven by the ayat of the Quran Sharif, in which Allah says, كَمَا بَدَأَنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. As we started the creation in the first part, that is how people were at the beginning, when they were born, without any shoes, without any clothes, and not circumcised. We will bring back people again like that on the day of Qiyamah. Wa'adan alayna, and it is a promise upon us, that is, we are definitely going to do this. Inna kunna fa'ilin, there is absolutely no doubt that this is going to happen, and we all will be brought back on that day in that form. And then further Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ala wa inna awwal al khalaik yuksa yawm al qiyamah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And said, understand well that the first person, first of in all of Allah's creation, the first person that will be given clothes to wear on the day of Qiyamah will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And that will be in the honor of that when they threw him into the fire, the Namrud and his people, they took off all his clothes. So in honor of that, the first person that will be given clothes to wear on the day of Qiyamah will be Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ala wa innahu sayyuja'u bi rijalin min ummati. And also understand well, on the day of Qiyamah, certain people of my ummah will be brought. And this is the relevant part of this hadith to this chapter, that certain people of my ummah will be brought forward. فَيُخَذُ بِهِمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, and then they will be taken hold of and taken to the left side, that is towards Jahannam. They will be from my ummah and they will be taken to Jahannam. فَأَقُولُ, I will say, يَا رَبْ أَصْحَابِي, oh Allah, this is my ummah, and how are they being taken to Jahannam? That is, they are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that on the account of that they should be definitely going to Jannah. How is it that they have been taken to Jahannam? For you call, in reply it will be said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are not aware of the new things these people had brought about after you. That is innovations in deen, bid'at in all its forms. whether it is bid'at, what we understand in the old form of the Bareilvis, like Maulud, Chaliswa, Tija, all that type of bid'at, or in the modern form of modernism, and where intermingling of sexes become common, where Islam is presented on video and TV, etc., all these new things. Oh Nabi, you do not know what are the new things these people had brought about after you. فَأَقُولْ كَمَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الصَّالِحِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will also say, as Allah's righteous one slave has said, that was Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was a witness on them as long as I was with them. As long as I was with them, then I knew what they did, and I was like responsible for that. But فَنَمَّا تُوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. But after you took me away, O Allah, then you were watching, and you knew everything that was happening. إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُ. If you punish them, you have the full right. They did wrong, and they are servants, and they are your servants. إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُ. وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And if you wish to forgive them, that is also up to you. So that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say. فَيُقَالُ لِي. It will be said to me, إِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَزَالُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ مُنْذُ فَارَقْتَهُمْ. Then it will, after I read that ayat, then Allah Ta'ala will say, they continuously went against your way. Murtad they became, they turned their faces, they turned their backs on you. They did not follow your religion, and they turned on their heels. That is, they separated from you, and when you had departed, they chose their own way of Islam. They brought about a new way of Islam. So this hadith also shows how important it is to follow the sunnah which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's compulsory on you to follow my sunnah and the sunnah of my righteously guided khulafa and the sahaba, the tariqa of the sahaba, which is called the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is the people who follow the Sunnah and who follow the Jama'at of the Sahaba. And nowadays people who follow the Islam which is being made in the White House of America, or which is made by the United Nations, or which is made by the Kremlin in Russia, or anywhere else, that Islam is not at all accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Our own version of Islam won't be accepted. It is narrated in the hadith that the Bani Israel, they got divided into 72 sects. My ummah will get divided into 73 sects, and only one of them will go to Jannah. 72 sects of this ummah will be going to Jahannam. One sect only will be going to Jannah. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, who are those? He said, those who follow me and my sunnah. Those who follow me and my sahaba. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I leave you on a very clear deen. And the deen is a very clear matter. Taraktukum alal bayda. White and clear it is. Layluha ka nahariha. Its night is like its day. In other words, there are no dark black spots in the deen. It's a clear-cut matter which is the deen of Islam. And today any and everyone knows, even if they pretend and make that they don't understand and they confuse, but all know what is the old deen, which even the modernists will label as the traditionalists or the old-fashioned people, or the people of the camel age, or the people of the stone age. But that is the deen which is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. There is only one Islam that is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. And whoever will choose any other way any other way of life besides the way of Islam, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that won't be accepted from them. So we have to be very careful. It's not a matter of scoring points, of winning arguments, of becoming popular. It's a matter on the day of Qiyamah what our condition will be. In the Qabr and on the day of Qiyamah, when we'll have to face Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then a matter of decision of between Jannat and Jahannam, which side will we be there? So we, and that all will be depend on which side we are here. And here there are many people who want to be on both sides. They want to please both sides. So on the day of Qiyamah, then also will they want to be on both sides, in Jannat also and in Jahannam also. They will want to be in Jahannam also and in Jannat also. That cannot happen. You have to be one-sided, the right side. You can't be on the wrong side, and you can't be frank and socialize with the people on the wrong side. You have to be on the right side and be fully on the one and the right side. May Allah give us this understanding and let us follow that correctly. Wa afirullah.